The Tax Cut and Jobs Act will deliver real relief for people in the middle, people who are also striving to get there. With this plan, the typical family of four will save $1,182 a year on their taxes.
That is Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today in Congress announcing the House Republicans' long-awaited tax plan. Colleen Murphy is a Capitol Hill reporter at Bloomberg Tax, and she's on the Hill now in Washington, D.C. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Paul Ryan spent some years as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and he never achieved the fantasy of tax cuts like this. This is a big day for him.
Absolutely. House Republicans are very excited, and it's been definitely a long road for them to get here. We saw the rollout of this bill be delayed one day earlier this week as they were sort of making finishing touches. And we were here in the Capitol until about 11 o'clock last night waiting for them to wrap it up.
Took them a day longer than they expected to get it out. All right. So the corporate rate, which the president has been talking about a lot, cut from 35% to 20%. So corporations get a big break. Let's talk about regular people, income taxes, and the new brackets. What are people going to be paying?
That's right. So there are they've set three main tax brackets, and then they are including the top 39.6% tax bracket. So these brackets are set at 10, 15, and 25%. And then Republicans, like I said, kept that top bracket on households earning more than $1 million.
All right. So a lot of these details and so many more are going to get negotiated, voted on, probably negotiated with the Senate before it's all done. But Colleen, Speaker Ryan made a statement at the top there. He said the typical family of four will save $1,182 a year on their taxes. Does it wash?
Well, that's definitely what they've been pushing. And I should clarify again, sorry, on the brackets, it's 12%, 25%, and 35%. Mm. Something that Republicans have also included in this bill that is a big selling point for the middle class, as they're putting it, is no changes to 401k plans. So we had been hearing for the last couple of weeks that they might cap the amount of money individuals can put in pre-taxed their 401k. That is not included in this bill. They will definitely be pushing that as an example of how they're helping the middle class. And then we have some other provisions like a doubled standard deduction, a larger child tax credit, which they are going to be definitely using to sell this as, you know, a boon for the middle class.
A middle class tax cut. Meanwhile, it is obvious, though, that the majority of the benefit not only goes to that corporate tax cut that we talked about, but tax cuts at the very top of the earning tree.
Yeah, and there are two other provisions in here that are going to get a little bit sticky in the next couple of weeks, and that's they are capping the amount that of state and local taxes that you can deduct from your income at $10,000. That's part of this compromise they've been working out with Republicans in high tax states. They're also capping the mortgage interest deduction at $500,000 instead of $1 million for new mortgages. And those are definitely going to be pretty controversial. The National Association of Home Builders has come out against this bill, and they have been pretty vocal the last couple of days about how these provisions would impact them. So those are two, I think, to definitely keep an eye on, both in terms of what they would mean for individuals and families, but also in terms of how these negotiations play out in the House.
Because an army of tax lobbyists is about to descend on Capitol Hill. Hey, look, they probably have already to get this bill written in the House, but Colleen, they're going to have a Senate bill. They're going to negotiate those two things. Explain what happens now going forward with all of these moving parts, mortgage interest deductions, college endowments, 401ks, every single one of these little things that we talked about have an army of lobbyists behind it to try to close or open the loophole that they want.
The most vivid image that a Republican gave me, this is a member of Ways and Means. He said it's going to be a knife fight over the next couple of days. Mm. So we have that to look forward to. But you're right. The lobbyists will come out in full force. Organizations are already putting out statements. As soon as tomorrow, we could see an updated version of this bill from Chairman Brady. That's known as the Chairman's Mark. Potentially, that could slide into the weekend, depending on how many tweaks they need to make. But that will be the version that they will then take to the committee next week and begin working through. So this is kind of the starting bid for them. You can expect to see some changes. Again, those state and local tax deductions, for example, that's one where we're probably going to see a lot of back and forth on. You mentioned college endowments. There's a 1.4% tax on endowment income for wealthy schools in this bill. That is absolutely going to bring the lobbyists out. When previous proposals like this got around to colleges earlier this year, there were meetings. The president of Harvard came and met with Republican leadership about this. So that's another good example of sort of where the hackles are going to be raised.
The opening bid from House Republicans on major tax cuts. They're also calling it tax reform. This is just the start because the Senate, the president, the lobbyists, and all of the interest groups will get involved. Colleen Murphy, tax reporter at Bloomberg. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.